back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going down to Florida, I thought that the Governor DeSantis has exhausted all the bad legislation that he's signed and the bad things that he's doing, trying to pander to the Trump cult. But this one is not only a new low, it's also unconstitutional. He has just signed a law that will fine social media, basically Facebook, Twitter, but you know, any social media, for deplatforming a politician who's running for office in Florida. This is directed, remember, at what they did with Trump. Both Facebook and Twitter took Trump off their platform. He can no longer tweet, no longer post on Facebook. And the reason was he was basically tweeting Russian disinformation that the election was stolen and attacking our democracy. They also do not permit people to post who advocate violence on the left or the right. You're not going to have a Nazi on there suggesting that people be killed, and you're also not going to have somebody on the left suggesting that people be killed. There are people in Congress who want to exercise more control over the internet. There are civil libertarians and First Amendment advocates. I'm one of them who think that I do not want a government-controlled internet. And in general, I think that some of these platforms go too far. Let me give you an example with Amazon. Amazon basically refuses to publish some books. They refuse to carry some books, to distribute them. There's one book by somebody who wrote about transgender children and teenagers and going into all of the issues about how young people should be when they take some action to affirm a gender. Do they have full information, and especially if it involves surgery? Amazon won't distribute that book. Amazon won't distribute that book. There is a book coming out by Mike Pence that had been accepted by a major publisher, and now a lot of the staff are objecting that it be published. There's a difference between a publisher not publishing a book because they can go to another publisher and Amazon not distributing it. And there's if Twitter and Facebook won't let you post on their platforms, that has tremendous consequence. That's because Amazon, Facebook, and Twitter are essentially monopolies. Essentially monopolies. I mean, you can say all you want about, well, technically other people can get in. Not really. It's like Standard Oil in 1915. It's like AT&T in the 1980s. They're functionally monopolies. Amazon controls 80% of the distribution of paper books and of electronic books. 80%. If they refuse to distribute your book and list it, you've lost 80% of the market. That's a monopoly. That's a monopoly. Facebook deplatforms you. You can try going somewhere else. Not going to do any good. Twitter, you can't tweet. In any event, DeSantis signed this bill that said if anybody in social media deplatforms somebody running for office in Florida, if it's statewide office, they get fined $250,000. If it's a local office, $25,000. Now, whatever your sympathies on that, he is simply doing that to pander to Trump, so that when Facebook continues and Twitter continues to not let Trump post, and he's running for president, and of course, part of that's in Florida, they get fined and so on. The problem for him, for DeSantis, he does not care about the Constitution. The Constitution has a preemption aspect to it. If state law conflicts with federal law prevails. Federal law prevails. It fills the field. in this case, and federal law also means regulations of federal agencies, the Federal Communications Act, and the fact of the matter is that a state can't fine somebody who is subject to federal regulation like that any amount of money that's at all different from what the feds do. So this thing will get overturned immediately. But when it is overturned, what DeSantis postures, he goes out there and he roars and he postures. He doesn't accomplish anything. Yeah, he had a woman arrested who blew the whistle on him for lying about the number of COVID deaths in Florida, a health professional. He had her arrested on a felony. She's facing felony charges. Had the police go to her house, scare the heck out of her husband with guns drawn, pointing them at the husband and the two-year-old daughter who started to cry. This is DeSantis, lying about COVID deaths. And DeSantis right now is number two to Trump in polls about who the Republicans want to be their presidential nominee in 2024. You can't have this guy. Truly can't have this guy. Truly cannot have this guy. So his latest posturing for the Trump crowd, the cult, is, well, we are going to slap Facebook and Twitter with big fines, and anybody else who goes after anybody in Florida, read Republican politicians, even if they say the election was stolen, that there should be an audit by Cyber Ninja, and continue to pick at our democracy. We have a right to do that, and they can't do anything about it. Well, I got news for you. They're private companies. They got plenty to do it. And if there is any restraint that comes through federal regulators, it does not come through DeSantis. Stay tuned. Another very weird thing. There's a guy in Alabama named Lonnie Leroy Kaufman. During the January 6th insurrection, Lonnie Leroy Kaufman carried into the Capitol five loaded firearms and 11 Molotov cocktails, which were filled with a napalm type substance, not just normal Molotov cocktails, like napalm. And prior to that, he'd approached Ted Cruz's office in Washington and his home weeks earlier to discuss election fraud. This guy has now been arrested, been charged with a felony, very serious felonies, because, you know, everybody said, oh, they weren't armed. Ron Johnson said they weren't armed. Five loaded firearms by Lonnie Leroy Kaufman alone. 11 Molotov cocktails with the equivalent of modern napalm. Take a look at the Vietnam War. Google it. Napalm burns the flesh. This guy had tossed that or started a fire, he would have killed a number of congressmen. He is being prosecuted for a very serious felony, because when you bring those kind of weapons into the Capitol, that could have been a disaster. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show with a lot of great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, The Devil's Advocate with Dom Encroot, Earl Ingram. On the weekends, Pizza Box Mike. My man, Pizza Box Mike, he thinks outside the pizza box. Great programming. Download the app. Carry it 24/7 on your phone. Matt Flynn Direct will be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now.